Up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on. Well, New York City, man, San Francisco, LA, I don't know, but Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back on the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's got me something going on upstairs.
Yeah. cold water rushing out in sheets. Some kid in a Marcus Allen jersey asks me for a cigarette. Companionship is where you find it, so I take what I can get. Hubcaps on the cars like funhouse mirrors, stick to the shadows when I can. Lovecraft and Brooklyn. When the sun goes down, the armies of the voiceless, several hundred thousand strong, come out without their bandages, their voices raised in song. And when the streetlights sputter out, they make this awful sizzling sound. I cast my gaze toward the pavement, too many bloodstains on the ground. Rhode Island drops into the ocean, no place to call home anymore. Lovecraft and Brooklyn.
catch up. Change back. You are no dog. Stop switching.
My boss, he has the imagination of a gnat.
No shard up, no yard up. Slowly cooking. Catch up. Change back. You are no dog. I'm shouting. No shard up. Yards up, slowly cooking. Catch up, change back. You are no dog. I'm shouting.
We'll be right back. glance on that Epsom. The fix is in. Can't wait to see how it upsets him. Too many times we've been postally pipped. We've loaded the saddles, the mickeys are slipped. We're swapping the turf for the sand and the surf and the sin. Cause the fix is in. The odds that I got were delicious. The fix is in. The jockey is cocky and vicious. The redoubtable beast has had Pegasus pills. We'll buy him a patch in the Tuscany hills. And the Vino de Vici will flow like a river in spring. Now the fix is in. The fix is in. The snaps of the steward so candid. The fix is in. Yes, our pigeons have finally landed. The Donahue sisters will meet us in France. In penguins and pearls, we'll drink and we'll dance till the end of our days, cause it ain't left a chance that we win. Cause the fix is in. Thank you.
man in history, greatest man that you can be, just be. Walk, walk out on the beach with me, walk out in the sea with me, just be. Ecstasy. Those times still perplexing me.